WMFO Medford. Good afternoon and welcome to the voicemobile here at Tufts Radio. How's everybody doing out there? It's another gorgeous, gorgeous day. And thanks to
Michael.
What's your name of your show, Michael?
The Clubhouse.
The Clubhouse. Of course, it's right there. All right. That was a nice song, actually. Did you back announce it?
Yeah, you can do it now.
Okay. Who, what, that was?
The Jackson 5.
Yes. With Michael. Haha. That voice. Very nice. Okay. So make sure to be drinking lots of water today because it's warm. Not hot, but pleasant enough and low humidity. So, okay. Well, we're getting ready. I just want to make sure this is, I don't think I got this. Why isn't this moving? No, I don't want that. I want this, I guess. Okay, it has stopped. For some reason, this is not moving over and letting me. I wonder why that is. Come on. All right, well, I should be able to change this log, and it's not letting me do it. Okay, here we go. That's what I wanted to do. All right, we're in good shape here. So we are just about ready for a big event. If you're a member of the Jewish tribe, Rosh Hashanah, the head of the new year, is approaching Sunday night. And we'll be talking a little bit about that. So, but just to get us started off, we have something new from Moy Eng and Wayne Wallace. I've been playing from this new CD. It's quite beautiful, The Blue Hour. And we're going to listen to... All right, we'll do that. Okay.
Growing up in 1960s America, a traditional Chinese family. Her parents were parsimonious with words and even more with touch. Everything important, including love, was said quietly and indirectly. She was a child when she heard that voice, Aretha. The force of Aretha's sound, the ache of longing and words of love with such rawness against that train of rhythm. She was forever changed. A gorgeous butterfly flies from one seductive place to another, swathed in perfume, blossoms grace, honeysuckle sweet, so elusive, hard to grasp, harder to hold. I love a girl who parties, who can do glamour. My looks conceal so much that you cannot see. A spirit free, fearless, exuberant beyond. I wanna be seen for who I am. Not typecast in some Hollywood film. A fragile flower, quiet and oh so meek. Why would I ache? A dreams of adventure and flight. Explore the Motor City and the City of Dreams. Thank you. trapped inside, she aches to be out, like so many girls around the world. The sense of a thousand cities call her. Paris, Shanghai, Mumbai, Bali. Where next? To the city that never sleeps. I love a girl who parties. Who can do glamour?
Every five, actually every 8 minutes, the American Red Cross responds to a home fire or other emergency. We're there to provide help and hope. We can't do it without your donation. Provides food, shelter, and comfort to families affected by disaster. Please donate today at redcross.org. A message from us folks here at WMFO Tufts Radio. Okay. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay, that was Kevin Sun, Circle Line. It's from a new release called The Sustain of Memory. Let me give you some of the background on this. Saxophonist Kevin Sun meditates on space and sound with ambitious double album, The Sustain of Memory. So this is actually going to come out a little bit later on, so you're getting a sneak preview. The CD release concert is November 15th at the Jazz Gallery in New York City. So this is his ambitious follow-up to his acclaimed 2018 debut release, Trio. And so it says, Kevin Sun is a saxophonist living in New York City. His trio established in 2016 and comprising bassist Walter Stinson and drummer Matt Honor has released the acclaimed trio and performs regularly around the city. Sun plays in a number of co-led ensembles, including Earprint and Mute. His creative work to date has attracted attention from leading critical publications, including The New York Times, The Village Voice, Downbeat, The New York City Jazz Record, Autophile, Audition, Pop Matters, and Stereo Gum, among others. Sun is in demand as a side person on the New York jazz and improvised music scenes, and he has performed with a variety of small ensembles and larger ensembles, most notably the John Hollenbeck Large Ensemble and Brian Croc's Big Heart Machine. He has also performed extensively across China and serves as artistic director of the Blue Note China Jazz Orchestra, which performs bimonthly at Blue Note Beijing. So, what does it say about this Circle Line? The Middle of Tension is the first one, and then it goes, So I'm seeing the other two parts. Where is Circle Line? Let's see. Well, I don't see where it talks about the one that I just played. All right, well, before that, we heard Laszlo Gardoni. The song was On the Spot, and it's from his solo piano CD. And he will be performing in concert at the Regatta Bar Thursday, November 14th. That's in Cambridge. So, like Four Notes Given, which is another one on this CD, Gardoni's other improvisation, On the Spot, begins with a short flourish of a phrase. This one, though, is not an audience suggestion. It's the pianist's brainchild, and it builds to an elaborate bravura performance with the surging intensity of a Beethoven sonata, only more so. This is the kind of energy that you only get from music that is not premeditated, Gardoni says. Gardoni first wrote Mockingbird when he was 22 years old. Back then, it was more of a funky fusion tune. It matured along with its author, with its current incarnation being a meditative one, both gentle and firm, confident but not strutting or swaggering. I hear it now, he says, as being about this kind of indescribable vibe that can come when you're cultivating mindfulness. Beautiful. He's quite the improviser. He's just brilliant. So I'm going to try to be at that gig. He's been on the show here. I'll see if we can get him to come in before the show. So before that, we heard a new release from Dave Miller. Dave Miller, Just Imagine. And that release date was October 4th. We listened to Just Imagine. And I need my glasses here. Oh, where did I put the glasses? I'll find them. There they are in plain sight. Okay. So it's really hard to read some of this fine print. It says, pianist Dave Miller has been a fixture on the Northern California jazz scene for quite a few years. Early in his life, he discovered the music of George Shearing, whose quintet made bebop accessible in the 1950s. And he considers Shearing an important influence on his own playing, although Miller has his own voice in straight ahead jazz. George Shearing was born August 13th, 1919. So Just Imagine is a celebration of his centennial, in addition to being a tribute to his artistry and the wide range of his music. Rather than recreating Shearing's hits, Miller and his regular trio with bassist Chuck Bennett and drummer Bill Belasco perform both standards and superior obscurities that Shearing had played along the way. So let's see if it says something about and Just Imagine. Okay, so, well, I guess that's enough of that one. We'll hear more from that CD in time. And then The Blue Hour, which I opened up with Moy Eng and Wayne Wallace. I Love a Girl Who Parties. So let's see what it says about that. I don't think they say anything specifically about that. It says, in a career that spans four decades, San Francisco native Wayne Wallace has lent his myriad talents, sideman, arranger, composer, producer, to the likes of Count Basie, Aretha Franklin, Tito Puente, Sonny Rollins, and Carlos Santana. This is Wayne Wallace. Moy, born in New Jersey, Moy Eng received her M.A. in Arts Administration from New York University, then launched her professional career with a bang as fundraiser for the Alvin Ailey American Dance Theater, where she worked directly with the company's legendary founder, the Orchestra of St. Luke's. She has been a grant maker in foundations whose assets range from $100 million to $9 billion, including the William and Flora Hewitt Foundation. Her quote-unquote day gig, as she puts it, has earned her honors from the California Arts Council and from the World Affairs Council, which called her a social entrepreneur who will shape our tomorrow. She currently leads the Bay Area's Community Arts Stabilization Trust, CAST, a young nonprofit organization that develops affordable workspaces for the arts in one of the most expensive regions to live and work in the world. Very unusual to have somebody who is a musician or a vocalist to be that savvy as far as fundraising. It's really quite astounding. And these two together are quite amazing. Okay, so I think that brings us up to date. I want to share with you a little bit from this wonderful book, 60 Days, A Spiritual Guide to the High Holidays by Shimon Jacobson. This is in preparation for Rosh Hashanah, which will start Sunday night. The countdown to Rosh Hashanah. It's 5 days left. Today is the day of accounting for the month of Iyar, the month when we fulfill the mitzvah of counting the Omer and refining our personalities. Less than a week remains until Rosh Hashanah, which is called the birthday of the world. In fact, Rosh Hashanah is the birthday of the first humans, Adam and Eve, who came into being on the sixth day of creation. This means that the first day of creation coincides with the 25th of Elul, that's the month that we're in now. Today is the day in the Hebrew calendar which carries with it nothing less than the energy of the creation of existence. Hello. Time, space, matter, darkness, and light. That's a lot. Today we begin preparing the world for its rendezvous with God on Rosh Hashanah. If thus far you have not taken full advantage of the opportunities inherent in Elul to prepare for the High Holy Days, the time to start is now. Preparation is essential for success in anything in life, be it material or spiritual, be it an audit of your taxes or an audit of your soul. Imagine yourself arriving in the reception room of a big corporation. "Can I help you?" says the receptionist. "Oh, I guess so," you answer, yawning and surveying the ceiling. The receptionist looks quizzically at you. "Well, why are you here?" "I'm not exactly sure." "Are you here to apply for a job, perhaps?" "Yes, I think that's it." "Okay, did you bring a resume?" You look at her, feeling a little stupid. "No, I didn't bring anything." "Well, then perhaps you can come back when you're prepared for this." If you arrived at a big corporation that ill-prepared, you'd expect nothing to happen. Similarly, if you arrive at a synagogue on Rosh Hashanah without preparation, without knowing what you are there for, or what this is all about, what can you truly expect? Moses was on the mountain for 80 days. You don't have to physically go to the mountain, but you have to climb. You do have to climb. Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur will be only the sum total of what you do today. Ask yourself, how well prepared are you for the high holidays? Here's your exercise for the day. Identify the strengths and weaknesses in your preparatory work thus far. Recreate day one of creation and bring a little light into your corner of the world. How lovely. So, in the year 3761 BCE, that's by our counting, it's the creation of existence. In the year 3426, or 335 BCE, the building, the rebuilding of the walls of Jerusalem, which had been in ruins since the destruction of the first temple by the Babylonians 88 years earlier, was completed by Nehemiah, as related in the book of Nehemiah in chapter 6. Also on this date, 3862, or 102 CE, Yahrzeit of the Talmudic sage Rabbi Eliezer, son of Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai, and of Rabbi Yechel Michal of Zlotz, Lachev, 1721, we're not sure, to 1786. He was a disciple of the Baal Shem Tov. So, the laws and customs, we say slichot, penitential prayers, all week. After reciting the first slichot after midnight, Saturday night before Rosh Hashanah, we continue to do so each morning at dawn before the morning prayers, until the day before Rosh Hashanah, in preparation for the days of awe. In these days when the universe was created, some have the custom to read each day the chapter in Genesis that corresponds to that respective day of creation. On El 25, the verses that discuss day one of creation. On El 26, day two of creation, and so on. So he has that those first verses here. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. The earth was unformed and desolate, and darkness covered the face of the abyss. The Spirit of God hovered above the water's surface. God said, "Let there be light," and there was light. God saw that the light was good, and separated between the light and the darkness. God called the light day, and the darkness he named night. And it was evening, and it was morning, day one. So I highly recommend this. It's kind of a workbook, 60 Days, A Spiritual Guide to the High Holidays by Shimon Jacobson. You can get it on Amazon or at the meaningfullife.com website. So I'm going to continue with some music from this first Slichot. I know I played some of this last week. Actually, there's two CDs. Maybe I'll play from the second CD this time, if I can get it to open up. Ah, there we go. Okay. So we're going to listen to Zichor Ruchamecha. Well, we'll listen to some of it.
זכור לעבוד לכל אברהם ליצחק וליעקב אל תפן אל קשי יום הזה ואל לשבי אחתו סוי זכור לנו בריסובס כאשר אמר אותו וזכר תס בריסי יעקב ויאפס בריסי יצחוק ויאפס בריסי אברהם אסכור ואורץ אזכור זכור לנו בריסי ראשונים כאשר אמר אותו מוצאי לנו בבקושו עשינו כמו שכוסוב השם משם, אשר השם אלוקיך ומוצא. תשליחנו. אל תשליחנו לייסע זיכנו. שם אלוקינו, אל תרחק ממנו. אלוקינו ואלוקי אבותינו, תבואי לפניך ותפילותינו, ואל תסלח מתחנותינו שיננו עזיפונים, וקשי עורף לומר לפניך, השם אלוקינו ואלוקי אבותינו, צדיקים אנחנו ואלוהי חוטאנו. אבל אנחנו ואבותינו חוטאנו. וסיים בלבנו לעזוב דרך רשע וכשלנו יש גם כוסו יד נביאךו יעזוב ראשו דרכוי וישו ומחשבו יסו וישו ולשם ירחמיו ויהל אלוקינו כי ארבה לסלויח משיח צדקךו מלפונךו שגיוס מיובין מנסתוגרוס נקני כי אל השם אלוקינו רחמים ויסליחויס כאל רחום שמחו, כאל חנו שמחו, בונו נקרו שמחו, השם עשה למען שמחו. עשה למענכו ומלוי למעננו, עשה למענכו ויושיינו. עננו השם עננו, עננו אלוקינו עננו. שיונו לאברהם ובינו בהר המוריו הוא יעננו. מסיק משיעול לחיי עולמו עד דלו נהב גמירו בשביו מכניס רחמים הכניס רחמם בינו לפני מהר עננו אלוקי ישענו ופדינו מכל גזירו יזכושויס ויושיעו ברחמך הרבים משיח צדקך ועמוך אמורני ושמיו לך משכננו
Thank you. Israel. Shemor Sheris Israel. Shomer Israel. Shemor Sheris Israel. Sure.